Please tell me what to say, honey. You little kids wouldn't realize how old we are. And we went to camp with your grandparents. We went to camp. I'll tell you, the best thing about camp is that you will have kids that grow up who will want to go to camp too. And you know why they want to go to camp? Because camp is a wonderful time to really get close to Jesus. Really get close to each other and make lifelong friends. There are some people in this congregation that are friends with our kids who they went to camp with. Eh, Julie? I mean, yeah, I know. But you make friends for life. So my name comes up here first. Marie and I first went to camp. We're going to do a little history. We first went to camp when we were really young. And our first kids camp that we went to was here in Kitchener, where the Bible College grounds are right now. And I was 10, and she was
11.
I knew it, she was 11. She didn't want me to tell her age. And so I remember, we called it youth conference. And we went with the old folks. And we didn't care. And we have, I guess we have 50, 60 kids there. And we would have our meeting in the morning before the old folks had their meeting. And then we would do fun stuff all day. That was a wonderful, wonderful time. And Marie got a pen pal.
Yeah, let me tell it. This is a really interesting piece of history because it connects to this church. Because I met a friend there named Marion Shirk, and she married Fred Whitmer, and their son, James, is here in this congregation. And Marion and I wrote to each other for a couple of years after we met at camp. You know, at that camp that was on the Bible College grounds, now the library was actually made from the old tabernacle where we used to meet. And when we went there, I don't know, is Sonia here this morning? Is she here? I don't see her. She was talking at the adult luncheon about us being a little more lively in service. I don't think she meant like saying amen and hallelujah and stuff like that. But anyway, when we were in that tabernacle, I can remember when everyone got really excited about the Lord and we had a Jericho march. Do you know what a Jericho march is? I bet you don't know. You go all the way around the out. Everybody got up and went all the way around the outside together singing and praising God. And I remember something else that it really impressed me when I was a child there. There was a pastor's wife, Mrs. Walsh, who came up to pray at the altar at the end of the service. And then at the end, they would have everyone who came up to the altar who would stand up and say what the Lord had done in their lives. And it was called a testimony. So she stood up. Well, actually, she was lying right down on the floor. She went down under the power.
Half an hour.
Some of you people don't know what that is.
Under the power.
And she got up, and you know what she said? And it really made an impression on me. She said that she had gone to the third heaven. I'll bet you've never been there.
I have neither.
Neither I. Anyway, that really, you know. And then our district superintendent at that time was a man called C.N. Good. And he was a very short man. And I remember him standing in the tabernacle there on the EBC grounds, and they would have what they called a testimony meeting before the man got up, the evangelist got up to preach. And so anybody that wanted to tell what Jesus was doing in their life would stand up and give a little word, give a testimony. And one night when I was there, he got up three times. He said he was so excited about God that he just couldn't sit there. So he got up three times and told what God was doing in his life. It was really exciting, and it really made an impression on me.
Do I get a chance to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. The camp before senior teen camp was called Pinawagami. And it started in 1954, and Marie and I were just young in those days, but we went to the very first one in 1954. And I taught archery, and my chief name was Chief Big Bow. And Marie, because she's a lot smaller than I am, she was Little Arrow. And so we did that. Pinawagami, we would have 80 to 100 teens up to age 21 then in those days. And we had tremendous ball games, staff against the kids, and staff always won. And we counseled. I was sports director, assistant director, finally director, until 1972. And you know why I quit? Because we bought Mishawa. And in 1973, I went up to Mishawa and counseled at Mishawa camp for the kids camp there. Anyways, the Pinawagami camps were tremendous camps.
Up at Mishawa, where Lloyd said he went the first year, 1973, our kids got really involved when Mishawa started. And our oldest son, Matt, who's going to be 50 years old on the 31st of this month, he went up there and he helped clear the beach because there were all kinds of weeds and stuff in it, and he helped do that, and he liked working there. And our daughter, Beck Abbott, who some of you know from her singing, she one year was a dessert cook at Stainer Camp. Elaine and Dave, our other two kids, well, they all went to camp. And I want to tell you something. They loved junior and senior teen camp, but they loved family camp, I think, just as much. You know why? Because they saw all their friends there. And they wanted to go to both family camp and youth camp every year.
I want to tell you about a highlight at Stainer Family Camp. Reverend Alf Reese was preaching, and when he preached that night, it was in 1972, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, was upon everybody. And he preached, and he gave an invitation, and people came forward. And after they came forward and he was closed in the service, nobody moved. Everybody was riveted to their seats. They couldn't get out. And we started to have sharing repentance time like Pastor Gene here has been doing. And for 4 hours, we sat there confessing our sins and praying for each other, and until 1 o'clock in the morning, the fire of God hit that crowd. And the tabernacle was absolutely jammed full. And that was a red letter night in Marie's life, my life. We have never been the same since that camp meeting. It was just a great day. Wilson Wiley, Pastor Wilson Wiley, who is just a year older than we are, I think, is still pastoring at Wasaga Beach Church. And that night, he was a high school teacher, that night he decided to give his life to Christ. And the very same night, the Lord called him to be a pastor, and he went right to Emmanuel and went through Bible college, and he's pastored for years and years and years now. That's the kind of night it was when God called people out of their sins into the light of salvation. See, we sing these camp songs, and I like a lot of the words that you kids were singing, but what they are is really reality. God really does that. And he did that with Wilson that night, and that night was one of the cardinal nights of my life where I confessed some sins, and some people, my friends, sort of gasped when I did that. But I'll tell you, when we confess our sins out loud, it makes a difference, because people know and they can pray for us. And anyways, that was a red letter night. Also, Bill Smith, who is, some of you know Bill Smith from years ago. He's dead now. He prayed for Marie and myself the next day in our trailer, and we were both filled with the Spirit. That was a wonderful time. Now, I'm going to speak at our family camp, Country Hills family camp, this summer. I've been asked to speak, and I said yes. And Marie and I would like to talk about being filled with the Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
After Lloyd went into the pastorate in Scarborough, our church used to, we loved camping so much, we had weekend camps. We just booked the Stainer Campground or Mishawa or whatever, and we just all went to camp. When Lloyd was the district superintendent, he used to direct the family camps, and that was such a fun time. And of course, I always had to go along just then, like I do now, to help him. And
I need more help now.
So he's mentioned that he's going to be speaking at Mishawa July the 7th to the 14th. And I just wanted to mention that a couple of years ago when we were at Mishawa, one of the reasons we decided to come to Country Hills is because we met two wonderful young couples at Mishawa that really, really impressed us. Heather and Chris Hartfield and Tiffany and Aaron Del Sol. And I don't think they realized what an impression. They were serving the Lord there, helping with worship, and we just clicked with them and just thought they were wonderful, and we thought, man, if they're going to Country Hills must be all right.
And it is.
So here we are.